I'm getting into poetic voice, which comes through differently for me than everyday voice. Although the two do bleed into each other sometimes. But for me, poetic voice comes from my whole body. It comes from below, comes from above, from behind, from the side. It comes out of my peripheral vision. It comes directly at me, straight in front of my face. It blasts me. And it's of a higher frequency than everyday energy. So it's not necessarily appropriate for everyday interactions. Although it has a way of sneaking its way in to contexts where it doesn't necessarily belong. It believes that that's its prerogative, justly or not. And anyway, poetic voice, I think, is playful. Poetic voice is receptive. Poetic voice doesn't come from oneself exactly. It doesn't come from the ego, the little controller at the helm of the mind. I don't know where it comes from. But I'm glad when it comes. I'm glad when I can let it come. Because poetic voice is not always welcome. And I'm glad when I can experiment and feel free to jam with voice, with voices. Voices that are not necessarily my own. And in that way, intermix essences, vibrations. So this recording is being made for myself. It's a rehearsal, it's practice, it's play, it's experimentation, and also for the author of the words I'm going to read, who has generously engaged with me in dialogue and in poetic dialogue. And it's also being made to be shared with other writers in the Metapsychosis Writers Underground space. And for them, for you, it's just something I'm working on and may or may not be of interest. But if it is, then, well, take it for what it is. This is going to be what I'm going to do, or what I want to try to do, is read some of Corina Bush's poems from her book, Brain Lace. I've read through this book a couple times, forwards, backwards, at random. I don't think that I know the book super well. I think that there are many little nooks and crannies in this book and folds of meaning and of nuance, which remain to be explored, certainly by myself. But I think it's a testament to the quality of the poetry that a reader could feel that way, could feel that there's more, there's something deeper that they may not be resonating with at first. And there's also there are other qualities to this poetry which make it attractive to me and make it enjoyable to me. And those are that it's also incredibly direct and intensive and pointed and scintillating. It's also erotic. It expresses sexual experience. And it does so in a way that is also emotionally sharply defined. And I appreciate the communication that is occurring in these, they're like communiques, actually. And it's cool that they're not directed to me personally. It's cool to be a kind of virtual participant or a virtual reenactor through my reading of the scenes and the experiences, the feelings that are encoded, encapsulated, and transmitted through these lines. And so this is going to be a little bit weird, because obviously this voice, myself, I, who am speaking, I'm speaking through a male body, and the poet whose words I will be reading has written them through a female body, and the embodied dimension of the composition of these poems is or will become evident. And so I think it's it remains to be seen, and we'll find out whether this is just too weird and totally jarring and awkward and wrong, or whether there's some spark that flies from the combination of Karina's words and my voice, or at least a voice that I'm animating. So this is the first poem of the book. Plugged in. The machine stirs. The camera is on. Yes. His male brooding. One of those dark, plugged-in souls. At each end, wasteland. This discontent, our breeding ground. I'm pouring wine over the laptop keys, down the wires, to intoxicate you, to fuck with you, dressed up for you. I'm infiltrating. Your stress is visible. This is temple. Bleach my cunt. The spinning vortex of slut crystals that started all this. You are a little brain slut, and your cunt is in your brain, where your conscience should be. Slut crystals spinning, edges shredding, unnecessary head cells. I often wake up choking, need no blockage, inject bleach into my brain, wipe the disc. Cloud one. Why do I dream of it? Always before, a big dream with a beast versus a horse, dragged by the neck off its seat, it waits, ready to run. Nothing it can do, it waits. Why do I dream of it? Always before, the horse barely contained, cracking the walls of its enclosure. The tragic horse of romance. Why do I lie down on the road waiting for hooves? This is unspoken words. My throat burns with unspoken words, pushed back into my tissue. They don't belong there. They didn't belong in the world either. So they gather. This is claws. He swears. He didn't think it. Claws. We're already growing out of my ribs. No going back. Can't take back a thought. Hyper pink bitch extensions spraying out of my gut, clawing for the thought form. I think I'm stronger than my self-control. RIP, or I suppose it could be RIP. Little girls, if you played with Barbie, listen to this. You'll want it. You'll beg a higher power. You've been biologically programmed to be driven over by a truck man. It's so fucking romantic. You'll rip your fucking hair out. You'll stand outside yourself. Some long bastard night, the ejaculating pain ball on that bed is you. Pith. 100 men in one of his hairs. He doesn't know. There's barely one man in most men. He is a city built on rivers. Bites his lip, brain calculating like a fiend. Can't predict his move. His men penetrate down to my pith, make me want to grow younger, so I can regrow, become new to him. Never bore them, so I can grow 100 women in me. Mine. I could take you in flight, snatch you off her. Her grip is thin. Stand you stripped in my forest, pinned in by my wings. My land is an expanse. See all of you finally, your beautiful dick, mine to be sublimated. You wouldn't run. It is ours. Integrity won't help you forget. Few men touch an angel they created. The tint. Months of fuck blur. When this flush leaves us, when the tint lifts, when we can feel again something outside of this, we'll walk through the remains, look what it took to immortalize urgency. We turned to stone, at him and her, as stone you crush, and their hearts were mortal, mashable flesh. Taste it. You slither around your life with her. Picture perfect. Fracture, surprise. Inside your head, you're up to your neck. Gonna taste it soon. Bad old man. The tits in your mouth tonight aren't mine. Aren't pouring a tempest into you. You poor little bastard, being fed from the wrong species. Cloud 7. The water under me, fills with spiders. Adult black females. They've been sleeping in the nothing. They are impatient. They will mate. Giant pornographic beauties in the bath. Widespread legs watching you on a screen. The color runs. It's mating season. I'm going under, steep with them, float in the din. Act 1. In my bardo, I watched the sex act at the membrane. Everyone who came before came by the act, in the act. I watched a young man, a young woman, tilted in love, made in love and of milk, organs made of a pump of milk, hidden tubes, carriers of love, from the father to the mother, from the mother to the infant, mine to him. You must beat his balls with sharp objects until he cries and cries your name, cries trying to clutch at you for comfort. Someone stays adrift in their bardo. His sperm drips out of the slice, and he is calm. He is on my breast now. Life form. Our love is our baby. The baby we'll never have. 100 years ago, we'd have 14 kids. You'd come home, hands and feet black, to a room full of love. Our love was a fetus. Pink, glowing angel mix of us. You put it inside me to incubate. A digital life form I could see through my skin. The birth was hard. It's in our hands. Sometimes mine, sometimes yours. Sometimes both. We have dreams for it. Perfections, but it cries. Easy. His kisses tasted like sex. Still, when I get ready, my every choice of beauty or words, still now. His kisses taste like sex, still now. Every move I make, dictated by it. Human. I know I've made you so angry. You hate me. I'm aroused. First time I've done this to someone. I've had it done to me. Taken years off my life. Unrecognizable state. I want you to answer my question. Can you bring the human out of another person, beyond capacities, the inner deformity, the freak you keep in your attic, and ever look at them the same again? Cloud 10. You, hungry you, stalking me, pulling me from my body into the great void, where the creature of us spins our love. For what? And you, gentle you, making contact, quiet and guardian-like, inducing the half-state of hope. For what? Analyze the signs, the old teachers say. Maybe dreams lie as much as you. Exit. You are this distant spark, darkling fountain, spitting blues from the exposed end of a broken cord, untamed from the hotel wall, too dangerous to touch your source. I'm starting to see the other side from here. Truth more vital than any passion evades me. Exit this space. There is nothing left to grow. Seeds spread rot. Let me sleep in my flower cup.